Yeah, you said yesterday. How long? I forgot. From Rabbi Yosef, what's the name?
I said that if somebody takes a picture on Shabbos.
That's it. Got it. Okay.
Asalaylam, he said.
I got that. Yeah.
What's the end of the statement? Somebody takes a picture on Shabbos.
Somebody takes a picture of your kiddush on Shabbos, a waitress. Wants to show off her ability to set up a table. She takes a picture, and she sends you the picture. It's usher to have a noah from that picture la'ilam, because there's no b'kdeshi asa, because there's no picture, there's no suda after Shabbos that she can take the picture from. So memela, it's not something that she can do after Shabbos. Everything else, you don't do it now, you can do it later. Here you can't do it later, it's not around. And even though she did it for her own sake to be able to advertise, but the bottom line is it was your thing. The malacha was your thing. And therefore it's considered, that's what Rabbi Asher paskens, that you can't have an online. But we're not learning Hilchos Shabbos now, we are going by dirt. We are at the bottom line of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, 53b, the bottom line. Amarav. So now, let me review. Rav Yechanan said, whatever way you learn Rav Yechanan, he said clearly that according to Rav Meir, there is no Me'ilah by a transfer of Rishos B'Shagig, because it's a mistake. Either because the receiving party doesn't want to be a party to an Avera, or because both parties regret doing it. There's two ways to learn, Rabbi Yechanan. Pick your way, it's not Negeya. The bottom line is that Rabbi Yechanan clearly stated that according to a mayor, there's no Me'ilah in the case you can move over more Rapaito, he's not here, Mr. Goldstein, or Dr. Harris, so you don't have to be at the end of the table. Because you're blocking Yankee.
Oh,
yeah. Especially with your hat on, if you're sure blocking Yankee. So,
Fred, you got to chill here.
So, according to everything, Rabbi Yechanan says clearly that according to a mayor, there's no me'ilah by a transfer of Rishos B'Shagig. Amarav. I researched every place where a mayor talks about Mi'ilah. I never found that halacha. I think Rabbi Yochanan made something up. We don't see this anywhere explicitly in Rabbi Meir that he says this. I mean, obviously Rabbi Yochanan learned that pshat in our Mishnah. Rav disputes it. That's not pshat in our Mishnah. And there's no other place that Rabbi Meir said it. If Rav Meir held that there's no Me'ilah B'Shagig by transfer of Rishos, we should have found it somewhere. That's what Rav is saying. Let's learn the Rashi, top Rashi. Chazarnu akol tzadim shal Rav Meir. Kloimer. Ava b'shashaninu l'Rav Meir B'Shagig le'kiddush. Even though we learned that Rav Meir said B'Shagig it's not a Kedushin, la'av mishum d'sfir le'hagdish e B'Shagig e B'Shagig. It's not because of what Rabbi Yechanan said that there's no Me'ilah B'Shagig, she'chazarnu b'kol mokum sh'shan Rav Meir b'Hilchos Hagdish. I checked every place where Rav Meir said Hilchos Hagdish, v'lo'y metzinu mokum sh'amr b'y Hagdish b'Shagig b'Meizid e B'Shagig b'Shagig. I never found that he should say that a transfer of Meizid makes it chulin, and the transfer of B'Shagig doesn't, which Rabbi Yechanan learns is shot in the Mishnah. And the Bein B'Shagig Bein B'Meizit Mischau, the less new Lahani time of the Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Yechanan is not right. The Lord Mayor, yesh me'ilu b'moz hegdish, v'kibin the ma'al mafik l'chula. Rabbi Yechanan assumed, and said shot in the mayor, Dr. Rav, I should have found this elsewhere. If Kedushin is your only source, that's not shot. I looked around, never do I see Rabbi Meir saying that if you transfer money to Mezid, it works, and it becomes chulin. If you transfer money to B'Shagig, it doesn't become chulin. Which is what Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Yechanan built it on our Mishnah. Rav does not seem to think that our Mishnah is an adequate source. It should be somewhere else, and it's not. Therefore, Zecht Rav, it's wrong shot in the Mishnah. So then what's shot in the Mishnah? The bottom line is the Mishnah did say that B'Shagig, she's not Mukadeshas. Why not? Our Mishnah is talking about a specific case of Hegdish, and that is Big Day Kahuna belonged to Hegdish. Kehanim are supposed to wear Big Day Kahuna. What happens if Kehanim wear Big Day Kahuna not during the time of the Aveda? That means they're using Hegdish money. It's Me'ilah. Teretz is, they're human. They're not malachim. And therefore, when the Torah allows Kahanim to wear a big day kahuna has no me'ilah. Because if it would have me'ilah, then every kayim would become guilty of it. Because we're not malachim. And therefore, it's like the Torah was matirit. Kahanim can wear big day kahuna. And therefore, atzmi'ilah. Altuchas me'ilah. They can't wear big day kahuna. And therefore, if a guy goes and gives big day kahuna to his future wife, he wants to be mekadesher using his big day kahuna, so it's right, that's hegdish. She's not mekadesh as b'shaygig, because there is no me'ilah b'shaygig on big day kahuna, because you can use big day kahuna. And therefore, it is not going to be yaitzel l'chulun, because there's no avera me'ilah. So b'mezid, right? B'mezid, I'm sorry? What's she going to do with it? I don't know if it belongs.
She can't wear it.
What?
She can't wear it. It's a
legal. So she's not Mekudeshes. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Because there's no Me'ilah, so it doesn't go L'chulim. So she's not Mekudeshes. Right? Now, the question is, what does B'mezid mean? Right? So what happens B'mezid? B'shagig, there is no Me'ilah, because but how about b'mezid? So it seems that the Torah would not want a person to use it b'mezid, and therefore it would go l'chulin if it would be b'mezid. That seems to be pshat. What does Arzko say on mezid? Does he explain it?
Same thing, yeah. They lose the status by mezid.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yes, Doctor.
Rabbi Margareta?
Yes.
I would think there's a difference in the level of usage. If the guy actually, you know, like you're wearing the big day kahuna, and then you go like to answer the, you know, like you're not doing the voida, but you're wearing to answer the doorbell, it's a whole different level than giving away somebody for to be the kaddish somebody.
Again, if it's b'shagig, the Torah did not make me'ilah because we're not malachim, and the Torah did not differentiate how you use it because the Torah didn't expect you to be a malach. But if it's b'mezid, that means you are aware, right? That means it wasn't a mistake, and you're aware that you're not supposed to and did it anyway, then it would be yaitzel l'chulin. Yes, Doctor?
It would seem that there is an alternative way of understanding that, which is there might need to be a shear of time that one was wearing big day kahuna for it to be over an avera. I mean, if I recall correct, first of all, if you're sitting in a house which is filled with talmid, you have to be there for a certain amount of time. It is time dependent. If you are
again. I'm learning the Gemara.
Right.
The Gemara says my way, it doesn't work your way. Because the Gemara is talking about kedushin to a woman. And the Gemara says there's no me'ilah because b'shagig, there's no me'ilah because the Torah never insisted on me'ilah on big day kahuna b'shagig. That's what the Gemara is saying. So you're offering that the Gemara could have said a different shot in big day kahuna and then the Gemara's tariffs wouldn't work. But that's not what the Gemara says. I'm not here to offer alternatives to the Gemara. I'm here to understand shot in the Gemara. Meaning, Rav is saying that's shot in halacha. You're trying to say maybe there's a different halacha, not like Rav. I don't know. But Rav is saying this is the halacha. It's Rav's shot, not my shot and Rav, but it's Rav's shot.
So if he intentionally uses it, the Dharma can no longer use it.
Does Arshko speak that out? I'd like to.
He says that if it's used intentionally, then it goes out l'chulin.
Right, because it's Mila. Because your mayor holds the maize and it goes out l'chulin. See, that's another machlokes your mayor, Reb Yehuda. If Yehuda holds the maize and it doesn't go out l'chulin, Reb Meir holds it does. But with that, we haven't concentrated on. We've been worried about shaygig. Because shaygig usually goes out l'chulin. So Reb Yechanan came up with this halacha. Again, Reb Yechanan doesn't need my haskama. Reb Yechanan came up with the halacha. The transfer is not a transfer, it's a mistake. And therefore, it doesn't go to Chulin. Rav disputed that. He said it's not true. Therefore, Rav said, we're talking about a specific type of hegdish that we can't hold people accountable for shagig use. Rashi. U'masnitzin dekani b'shagig lekiddish amaloy nitzchahu. The kustnus kahuna shloy balu. Barol avayda. Still fit for avayda. The chol zman shruin la'avoda emilim shigigasam. As long as it's usable for avoda, there's no meila by mistake. Shlekach hugdushu metchila. That's how it was made hegdush to begin with. Lehenes behen shagigin. Rak shle yischav lechavulam. As long as he's not intending to be mechal, where the mezid he is intending to be mechal. It seems from Rashi. Let me just finish the Rashi. Shle nitna tarel malachi asharas. You can't say that the Torah insisted on it. So if I understand Rashi correctly, Rashi is saying, it's not that if he wears it extra time to make it, he's over Mila. Rashi is saying, if he decides to give it to a woman as a Kedushin, that means he's trying to transfer it, that would be Mila, because that's not part of his right. But if he does that b'shaygig, we're not holding him at fault because this is what big day kuhuna are. Zakti gemar weiter. Tashema. Kasnes kuhuna shebolu. Big day kuhuna that wore out are no longer usable for big day kuhuna. But by big day kuhuna, the Gemara says in a number of places in Shas, unlike other things, that once they're not usable by Hegdish, there's no me'ila. The Gemara says, big day kahuna, me'ila never goes off. That means, once it's worn out, and it's not wearable by kahanim for avoda, so the b'raisa, me'ilim them, divrei re meir.
It's used for
other things,
right?
Yes, no, I'm not getting involved in that. Divrei re meir. My love, afilu loy bolu. The Gemara's havamina is, that re meir is saying, even bolu, there's me'ila. But for sure, when it's still usable. It's a higher level hegdish when it's usable. So the Gemara loy bolu davka. No, once it's not wearable, so it's not under the heading of l'nitna tarla malachi asharis. So now any use of it is mila. It's only while it's wearable that the Tyra gave an allowance. Once it's not wearable, that allowance is off. Rashi bolu davka the kivin dein roy lavaydo harein kishar hegdish l'nitna nahenes behem. Only when it's wearable that the Torah gave a dispensation because people aren't angels. Zakti Gemar Vayit. Tashema.
I don't understand the Gemara's answer. Well, I don't understand the answer.
Again, the Havamina of the Gemara was that even if it wore out, there's Mila, but for sure when it didn't wear out, it's a higher level Kedusha. We're using it as Big Day Kahuna. The answer is, when you're using it as big day kahuna, the Torah said no mila b'shaygig because people are not angels. But once it's not usable anymore, it's like every other hegdish. You have no right to use it at all.
Mm-hmm.
No heter anymore.
Yeah.
So mainly, even b'shaygig, there's mila.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what happens by every hegdish, not big day kahuna, and you use it by mistake? That's mila. By big day kahuna, there's a special heter, only while it's usable. Once it's not usable, it reverts back to regular hegdish.
Right.
Zogti gemara b'ayit. Hashema. Ma'ilim b'chatin, ve'ein ma'ilim b'atikin. Let me explain. When a person, once a year, was mechuyev to give a machzis hashekel, when he brought the machzis hashekel, it was put into a pushka box, call it what you want. And there was a box there that said new shkolim, which meant every year you gave a machzis hashekel, and starting from Chodesh Nisan from 1 year till Chodesh Nisan of the next year, they used those coins to buy karbanos. And the process was, people put their coins in the box, and three times a year, they came and took off a bunch of pails, three pails worth of coins to use it to buy karbanos. They did it on Aleph Nisan, they did it, I believe, Shavuos time, and I think again Sukkos time. Three times a year, I don't remember exact dates, the Mishnah Shkolim says the dates, that they took Trumas Halishka, meaning they didn't take all the coins to buy karbanos. From the coins which were in a room, because there were a lot of coins, they took truma. And what they did is, just as an aside, they took truma on Aleph Nisan and then covered it. So they shouldn't take truma from the same coins. than people who brought coins late. So they took Truma again from the second batch of coins, and they covered that. Then they took Truma from the third batch of coins that people brought even later, and then they covered that. And that was the Truma Salishka of the year which they bought Kabanas. The rest of the coins in the room turned into Shiyare Halishka. At the end of the year, they moved it over to a different section of Hegdish called Shiyare Halishka, which they made a lot of things with that money. And this Gemara learns that not only did they make things in the Beis HaMikdash, but they built the walls of Yerushalayim with the money of Shiyare Halishka. The walls of Yerushalayim were built with the money of Shiyare Halishka. That's what they learned. Now, somebody comes late. He missed this year, and he owes a Machtas HaShekel from this year, and he comes the next year. They had a box called Taklin Atikin. That means Shkolim that are old, a payback from a past year, and it goes straight into Shiyare Halishka, because they're not going to take Trubas Halishka from this anymore. It's done. We're on the next year already. So there's a box of Taklin Chanatin, where you put your new Shkolim, and there's a box of Taklin Atiklin. I don't know what the pronounced word. I think the correct word is Tiklin, even though I say Taklin, but I think the Hebrew correct Aramaic is Tiklin. Tiklin Atikin, old Shkolim. That's what it says. So the Brisa says, Ma'ilim b'chatim, v'ei ma'ilim b'atikim. There's Me'ila in the new coins, because that is still going to be possibly used for Karbanas, but not for the old coins, because that's going straight to Shiyare Halishka, which is no longer used for Karbanas, so there's no Me'ila on it. They used it for other things. Meir Eimer, ma'ilim b'atikim. Meir says, no. Me'ila remains even on the old coins. Shahay Rameir Aimer, Ma'ilim B'Shiyari Alishka. Rameir said that they do Me'ila, there is Me'ila, by the leftover coins of the Lishka. And whatever Hegdish spends it, they have to redeem it first. They have to make it not Hegdish before they can spend it because there's Me'ila on it.
They can't use it to buy more things?
They don't buy Kabbalah from them anymore.
Because
there's a list in Masechtas Ksubas what Shiyare Halishka was used for. But, it's really Mishnayos and Shkolim. We're not going to get involved in that now. We're not going to get involved in what they eat Shiyare Halishka. What?
Because
the year is up? The Torah wants you to buy the Kabbalahs of this year from the Shkolim of this year.
Right.
That's derived from a Pasuk. So it means once the year is up, we don't use last year's Shkolim. I think we read it today, is Chadesh Uba, once a year, the Torah wants you to bring new Shkolim for the Kabbalahs. And that starts Chadesh Nisan. That is why Shabbos Shkolim is a month before, so people should remember to bring their Machtas HaShekel before Nisan. That's how it was. They went around collecting the Machtas HaShekels in order they should have Shkolim to start the year. What do you mean?
I mean, there's Mila. Who's Mila?
Huh? What?
Who's Mila?
Either transfer it, forgets that it's, well, we hold Mila's only Mishaki. Ramir holds him amazing. But he gives it to somebody by mistake. He thought it was his money and it was Shiyare Halishka. Or, you have a Noah from it, which is what we're concentrating on now. Because remember, Rav learns or Meir holds that there's Me'ila either way, either by Hano or by transfer. Not like Rabbi Yochanan who said Meir holds there's no Me'ila by transfer Mishagik. Now, the Brisa continues.
They use it for the Wall Street line that Machtas HaShekel was given for what purpose?
Again. Everybody brings Machtas HaShekel, so they should have a chelik in the Kabbalah. But there was a lot of coins left. Those coins were called Shiyare Halishka. So according to Yehuda, that coins don't have Me'il anymore. It becomes Chulun, it belongs to Hegdish, but it doesn't have the halachas of Me'ilah.
That's why they use it for what?
Whatever they used it for. We're not going to get involved in everything they used it for.
In other words, they had other usages also.
Correct. Lurim Messiah, Sector Shkolim tells you the usages. Remeir says there is Me'ilah. But Remeir also agrees that they built the walls with that money.
But that's a...
That's a fact. He does agree to that. And that's the Gemara's Kasha. L'nitna Tera L'malachi Asharis. There should be no Me'ilah in the money they used to build the walls because people can't go around not using the walls of Yerushalayim.
We're maintaining that the wall should not get that.
Correct the Gemara by my. Sorry. Sorry, Remeir, I'm a met in my Albalish. Am I? Name a hoyo benitnus of this henness. Since I'm allowed to have pleasure, and I'm going to show you in a minute why. The walls and its towers, Mishiyari Halishkasu, Nitnan, Chayma Seir Migdaloseha, the Chol Tsarchair, Bar Mishiyari Halishka. So it says clearly that they built the walls. Terence says, listen, it's Me'ilah, and if you use it more than you should, it's Me'ilah. What can we do? But Remeir said it's not true. They didn't tell him the lack of Asharis. Anything that you have to use, we're not going to make meal on. So how could Remeir say there's meal of Shiar Alishka when we know the walls are built from Shiar Alishka? And Remeir holds it's impossible to exist in Yerushalayim without using the Chayma Seir. And since Remeir holds anything that's impossible to do, we don't expect you to be very to the point. So that means we should allow it. It should be an allowance, just like Big Day Kahuna is. Rashi, Moilim b'chatim, Shifris hay b'migdash, there were boxes and pushkas in the Beis HaMigdash. V'hem naisim shkolim. V'echad katsav alav tiklin chadatim. And one it said, new shkolim. V'mishol ha'shakul shikla ba'adr, one who did not bring it on time, tachshnasa, but he brings it during the year, naisna l'taychai, puts it into this box, agizbarim, naisna b'lishka, they empty the box and put it into the room. When it comes one of the times to take Trumas Halishka, three times a year they took Trumas Halishka. And in the second one it said, one who didn't take a shekel the year before, brings it the next year. He puts it into the old bushka for the old coins. That gets born, that doesn't go into the Lishka. Because that Lishka was already, that's for this year's Kabbalah, it's not from last year's money. That gets born, Mefanin Eisim Moaz, the Shiyari Lishka, Mishana Sha'avra. They move it to the Shiyari Lishka. Mailim Batiklin Chidit Tichanitin, Shar Kabbalah, Stibra, I named them. This is for Kabbalah. Vay Mailim Batiklin Atikin, Shatiris Shiyari Lishka Lehm. Vinitanim, the Chaymas Yer Migdalasel. They build the walls. And the towers. V'chol tzarchei tikkun yer can come on. K'savar Rabbi Yehuda, ein me'ilah b'shiyar alishka. There is no me'ilah in the leftover money in the room. Shenisher oidav alakupas lacha gimel trumas. Whatever is left after the three trumas. Listen, this money is going to be used for, call it mundane things, building Yerushalayim. Therefore, there's no me'ilah. Shai Remeir me'ilah b'shiyar alishka. Remeir disagrees. Said there is me'ilah by shiyar alishka. We should say there should be no. They're going to be used for the wall. So she is the reason. You know how careful you have to be not to be netted from a wall? It's sunny. You go to the shade of the wall. You're having a gnaw from the wall. Valea, or on it. Take a seat on it. Ela karchach. Ava pisha hutra nas achaymelin yishar hanas. Listen, there's certain hanas that are built in. It's protection. It automatically provides things for the people of Yerushalayim. But meal with yishayokai. No extras. But according to a mayor, once we're matter basic needs, l'nit natarel malach asharas, you can't expect people to be careful. Just like you can't expect them to be careful by Big Day Kahuna. So how can Remeir say, well, Mishiyari Halishka, when it's used for walls, should be that it's not Me'ilah? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Why is that different than the Big Day Kahuna? Why? You look troubled.
Yeah, because until it's converted into a wall, the money should be... Why is it different than the clothing? I mean, the clothing, he says that the
Because there's no me'ila on clothing, but since they're allowed to use it, we don't insist on perfect compliance.
And in this,
we're insisting on perfect compliance.
Until it turns into a wall.
No, he said it's Charlish Gemilin Bam. If it's made for a wall, what difference does it make?
Well, because now you've taken that money and converted it into a public utility.
Again, if the money is aimed for that, to that moment, it shouldn't have Meila.
Yeah, so Mayor holds it.
He says Milan Bam.
But only when it's money.
Again.
When you look at a wall.
Again. The Gemara is assuming simply that if the money is made for the wall, at that moment it shouldn't have any Kedusha anymore.
The Rameir is considering that it's built up.
Yes. Correct. Zog to Gemara. Lo yitame Rameir, ela eme Rabbi Yehuda. Change the Mandi Amram. Rameir takos no mila batikin. You're right. It's made for a wall. There's no Mila. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Milan Batikin. He doesn't agree to Rameir Svara. He argues in the Mishnah too. He says by the Big Day Kahuna that she is Mekudeshes. Doesn't agree to the Svara, but Nitna Tayla Malach Asharis. Therefore, Bishaygig, there's never Mi'ila on using it. Doesn't agree with that. So, change the Mandi Amram. Rashi. Like we said in the Mishnah, B'shagi Kiddush. The Ksavar, Ava B'shanit Nuxunakustas Kundu Luhanus Lagan and Lach Avaida. Even though we're not making them take it off the second after Avaida. But the Inyan Shara knows, but Yushayu Kaimi. We're not going to ask you to be a Malach. But there's other things that you can't use. There's no dispensation completely. Rameir holds, once we have a dispensation, because Kahanim can't be exact, we take off Mi'ila B'shaygi. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. Only B'shaygi, but Meizid not. So he holds the same thing with the walls. Ain't no Kanami. You're not allowed to have extra hanof in the wall. Ah, you have extra hanof and protection, things like that. Listen, that we can't stop. But to go sit in the shade, you're not allowed to. According to this Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the walls of Yerushalayim were not to be used for shade. Can't have extra. You can't go have a noah that it's not meant for. Just like Big Day Kahuna, he's not making the Kahanim get undressed within 5 seconds after the Avaida. But that's it. Only Kahanim can wear it, and that's it. No other hanoah is under that dispensation. Whereas Rameir holds, once the Torah didn't insist on Kahanim to take it off right away, that means the Torah is saying there's no Me'ilu B'Shaygig on this side. Zog to Gemara Tashma. So the Gemara is now going to question this change of Mandi Amrim. We're going to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yerushalayim's walls did not have Kedusha. Which means you can't change the Mandi Amrim, because then I would have a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda.
So the walls were made just for protection?
I assume so. What's the purpose of having a wall around the city? Maybe I could hear that it's also to delineate the end of Yerushalayim so you should know where you can eat Kachem Kalim. That would be another purpose of the wall.
Towers are just for beauty? For architectural?
What?
The towers, the McDonald's.
That, but I thought it was for protection.
I was too, but I'm thinking that might be just...
Maybe you want to, I mean, to me, you have towers in your wall so you can watch the enemy coming. Lookout towers.
It's not just to show the perimeter of Kedusha.
You don't need Megillah to show the perimeter. Perimeter is shown by the wall.
It can just be shown by
again, I can understand you need a wall. You're not going to sit there and everybody's going to look at the thing exactly where the city ends. I can hear that. It would be a very convenient thing to have a wall that ends in Yerushalayim. I can hear that. That would be one purpose of the wall. It's protection. A wall is protection, especially in those days. It's a lot more meaningful than today. Right? A wall is protection. But, what's the name again? But not to sit in the shade. That wasn't part of the use of the wall. The next thing.
So we're saying we're built, the wall itself becomes now the Shiari Lishka.
That's what we're saying. Correct. You're still troubled by the fact that
it's not the construction is the Megillah. No, it's the people using it after it.
Correct. Correct. It's supposed to be used to construct the wall.
Right.
It's one of its usages.
What's amazing, the Shogi, the shape of Shogi.
Exactly.
But is it a Yitzhak type thing? No, he has no power to make it
a Yitzhak. That's a good point you're making. That's a good point you're making. And that gets involved in a lot of Shilas. It would not be Yitzhak Hulun. Big Dick Huna would be Yitzhak Hulun, right? Because you're transferring it. If you're not transferring, you have a no. So let's stop for a second. What I'm going to say now is Machlokes Rishonim, but you brought it up, so I'll have to mention it. Somebody has a cup that belongs to Bet HaKavayis. Hegdish cup, not for Klisharis. Klisharis are different. We'll see that coming up. Bet HaKavayis. And he takes a drink from it, B'Shayig. Is the cup now Chulim? So the Rishonim speak out, no. They say that the amount that Hano was worth goes out to Chulin in that cup. I mean, that cup now is partially Chulin. When you transfer it, you're transferring the whole item. So the whole item goes to Chulin. When you have pleasure, that when you use it up, when you eat it, you had to consume it, then you had pleasure from the whole item. When you have hanor from an item that doesn't consume it, so it's machlokes rishonim, but Taisa Shita is and many other rishonim, that the amount of pleasure becomes chulin, but the rest of the keli is still hegdish. So if the cup was worth $110, and in the cup you got 100 usages of drinking, and then afterwards the cup breaks or gets worn out, so then, every time you drink, it's a hundredth of $10 that goes to Hulam. That's the amount of Me'ilah. It's a big Machlokes Rishonim, you brought it up. So the wall, if you use the B'Shegig, the wall can be used 1.5 trillion times. So the amount of things that go to Hulam would be minuscule. The guy would be over Me'ilah. I don't know how much he would have to pay, but it would be over Me'ilah.
So does that mean that Rav Yehuda said there's an Elon using the wall for shade?
Right.
So if someone does it by mazit, it's not over Mila, but if he does it by shogeg...
See, let me explain that. It's a very thing to know that. Mazit is worse than shogeg, but it's not Mila, it's chayv misa b'dei shemayim. The halacha is that Mila takes something to chulun. That's only b'shogeg, according to Rav Yehuda. The mazit, it doesn't become chulun, and the guy that did it is chayv misa b'dei shemayim.
In other words, you're never allowed to use it.
Of course not.
The word Me'ilah is
Me'ilah refers to, according to Yehuda, somebody that used it by mistake.
And to get over the Me'ilah, you have to pay for that.
Pay the amount plus a 25% surcharge plus a carbon asham. That's only b'shagig. Amazing, there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim.
But Yehuda would allow people to build the walls with this?
Of course, that's what it was used for.
It puts people in danger.
Again, listen, life is that way. They have to build the walls of Yerushalayim. This is the money they designated to build the walls of Yerushalayim.
So they use it, let's say, for protection.
That was the intended use, so that's not Me'ilah.
So people would... That's not, then. If they use...
Again. Nobody is arguing that Kahanim can wear Big Day Kahuna. It's Hanah, but then obviously the Torah wants it to be that way.
They were allowed to wear it when? Only during Avoda?
So no. So everybody agrees that they're not Malachim, and they can't take it off immediately afterwards, so there's no Me'ilah. Rav Meir says, therefore, there's no Me'ilah on this item. Period. And Rav Yehuda says, no, they can wear it, and that's the only dispensation. Every other pleasure is prohibited. Same thing here with the wall. The wall is built for protection. Everybody is supposed to have a no from the protection. That's a dispensation. There's no Me'ilah. That's what it was used for. But to go and use it in a different way than its main use is prohibited. Now, Rameir would say, once the Torah gave a dispensation that it can be used for protection, that means it's made to use, there's no milah at all.
One make an argument that that's part of the normal use.
Doesn't seem that way from Rashi. If you want to argue on Rashi, you're more than welcome. I don't like to argue on Rashi. I usually try to refrain from that. When Rashi's trying to find extra usages, he says to sit on it or sit on the chain. Those are the two examples he gives. By the way, as an aside, there's a major tumult. Somebody takes a stone from the Kais HaMaravi. Now people, they like to have souvenirs. So they take a little rock from the Kais HaMaravi. Or they have a mila. It belongs, what was the Kais HaMaravi built from? Now, there are different sections. There are sections added. But the original Kais HaMaravi was built from Shari Alishka. Or Benek Abai, it's one of the two. Technisch.
And it was built that people could put notes in there?
Some people do, some people don't.
But
obviously, those who say you can put notes are saying that's part of its regular use.
No.
Not really Hana.
No?
No. It's an emotional Hana, it's not a physical Hana. No pleasure, physical pleasure, by putting a note in. It's an emotional Hana.
I can't imagine when they first built the walls. That's what they were used for.
Again, it doesn't make a difference, but it's an emotional pleasure. It's not a physical pleasure. You don't get physical pleasure by putting a note in. But there are people that won't do it for a different reason, because the question is where's the line that you're entering Haravayas? So there are people that won't put notes into it.
Well, if you're careful not to stick your finger.
Again, I'm not getting involved in practical. I don't put notes in. I talked to the Rebbeinu Shlaim. I talked to him in Cleveland Heights also, but I talked to him in the Kaisel. And the tefillahs go through the Kaisel, the Gemara says. All the tefillahs head to the Beis HaMikdash and go up that way. So it's a shorter distance from there than if I'm sitting in Cleveland Heights. That's for sure. It's a more long distance here. That's what the Gemara says, not me. I know the Rebbeinu Shlaim is Michael Arts Kavaydai, but the Gemara says the tefillahs head to Yerushalayim and go up there. So obviously the Gemara is saying it's a long distance phone call. But it's okay. It's three long distance straight, so it's fine.
Rebbe Geshen, when it has to be taken to the castle by homeland.
Yeah, because he wanted to be kind of, it's a different reason. He wanted to be kind of mitzvah rule of the rice according to the Rambam Shita. Because Rambam holds that Yerushalayim, which means the old city, is chayim in the rice all 7 days. So he wanted the opportunity to do the mitzvah derisa. And that was the two approaches, because some people, Bedavka, didn't go to Yerushalayim and Chol HaMoed, because they don't want to have their lulav and estrig. It might be puzzle, and they'll be mavato mitzvah derisa. So they stay away from Yerushalayim during Chol HaMoed, and they only go at night. And some people go to Yerushalayim and Chol HaMoed, so they can be mekayim the mitzvah derisa, according, I'm talking about the old city, according to the Rambam Shita. It's a big, it's a different approaches to life. And, you know, some Zaman to not only go to the Kaiser, he's to run to the Kaiser, to be kind of into the rice. Others, Medavka, don't go because how do I know my Etzrik is kosher? If I take a puzzle Etzrik, I'm being Mavatal Mitzvah the rice. If I stay out of the old city, I'm only Mavatal Mitzvah the Rabbanah.
Yesterday.
You hope. You try. You only try your best. But some people are never satisfied that their Etzrik is kosher. Again, I'm just telling you what people do. Again, there are people that don't do it. Again, everybody's his own. I'm not here to tell people how to act. They can do whatever they want. The Bechira Chavshis. Yeah, 100%. Again, I'm not getting involved in politics. I told you already a million times. I don't pick sides. And people like that. Not for me to pick sides. I do what I do. It's my own business, but I don't pick sides. There's different cheaters. Let them do whatever they want. It's everybody has a free choice.
Besides, you are here to tell people what to do.
Anyway, so there's big shayla. Price can say it's not so simple. People that take a stone from the Kais might be Ivor Mila. They think they have a souvenir. It's a big, there's a chuvin ramesha.
It can't be the one that's closest to you. That one's
protruding.
that it's, the problem was the one that's further inside.
No. The addition was made on top, not on the thickness. Those big stones are the original stones. When you're standing by the Kaiser, you're standing in front of the original stones.
Wasn't that underground, like excavated out?
That's more, but it also extended.
Oh, it's old. Oh, you mean it's the only.
They added to the height.
Oh, not the width?
No.
Who's they?
Different rulers over the.
Not base rulers.
No. Arab sultans, whatever it is. I have no idea who added it. I wasn't there. But
you can clearly see the difference between.
Yeah, you see the size of the stones.
And the Herodians, the ones added by Herod, which are on top,
right.
Get eroded.
Okay, I think they're dabbing 10 to 7 here. By us, we dabbing 7:15 today, for anybody who was interested in Nate's opinion.